Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the C-Spot. I'm your host, Cheryl Eaglehart. Last time we talked about movies and books and television shows. We went over several television shows, summer shows that I thought that would be great that you all would like to watch. This time I'm going to go over some of the summer movies that I've seen and maybe give you a little insight to whether or not you'd like to see them. The first one is Barbershop. Of course, that's with Ice Cube, Nicki Minaj, Eve, and Common. And by the way, Nicki Minaj did a pretty good, she was pretty good. I liked her. She was better than I expected. And this is your typical barbershop, like 1, 2, and 3, except I think this one gave us a little more consciousness in it and a little more awareness of what's going on in the community. Ice Cube and Common both have a son. Their son are getting into gang involvement. The neighborhood is going down. You know, there's a lot of violence, drugs and robberies and stuff. Ice Cube wants to sell the shop because he doesn't think that the neighborhood is going down the right path. So, of course, in the end, he decides to get more involved in the community and more involved with his family, friends, and relationships. And in return, they decide to keep the shop and do what's best for everybody to bring forth a better effort with the community. So it was pretty good. You could wait to see it at home, but it was good. It was worth seeing. The second movie, yeah, I know, with Keegan Michael Key and Jordan Peele. This is a movie that I thought, oh my God, it was so funny. And I guess you would classify it as a dramedy, comedy, and half drama, but it has so much action in it. Well, Jordan Peele breaks up with his girlfriend, and you know, he's all upset, and now he's sad and depressed. And Keegan Michael Key is his best friend. He goes over one day and sees them all depressed and sad, and it's like, man, you need to break out of it, you know, get away with all of this gloom and doom. So, of course, Jordan Peele ends up with this cat, and he turns all of his attention and affection to the cat. Well, one day, Keegan comes and takes Jordan out. They go wherever they go, and they come back, and Jordan's house is ransacked. And he's thinking, who wants to, you know, ransack my home? So they go next door to the neighborhood drug dealer and say, hey, have you seen anybody over at our house? And he says, no. And then they realize, of course, that the people got the houses mixed up. It was really the drug dealer's house that they meant to ransack and break into. And anyway, they steal the cat. So lo and behold, there goes the dramedy of it. There's fighting. There's gang activity. Method Man steals the cat. And Method Man, of course, is the gang leader. And he has the cat in gold chains around his neck, and he has him on a duet. It's just so funny. But there's so much action in it. I can't tell you how much action in it. And it was really good where Keegan and Jordan are trying to play like they're gangsters and trying to walk the walk and talk the talk. And, of course, they're nerds, and they don't really quite figure it out. In the end, it's really a good movie. It's a must-see. It's really high up there on the list. Another movie that I saw was Central Intelligence. Of course, that's with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is starts out in high school, and he's the king of the football. You know, he's a football captain. He has the girlfriend, the captain and cheerleader. Dwayne Johnson is a fat kid who gets bullied. So it ends up, that's the way it starts. And 10 years later, there's time for the reunion, the class reunion, and Kevin Hart doesn't really want to go because he's thinking of where he was back in high school. You know, he was on top of the world, and they all expected him to be the most likely to succeed. And he has succeeded, except that he doesn't think that he is all that he was in high school. He's an accountant. But his wife convinces him to go, and they go back to the reunion, and there, of course, is Dwayne Johnson, who plays a Central Intelligence officer, and he's gone rogue. They end up getting together because Kevin Hart thinks that his life is Johnson's life is so much better and exciting than his, and they end up getting together. Dwayne is going rogue and they're blowing up buildings and fighting the bad guys. It's really a pretty good movie, and it also has some meaning to it also. It has, you know, different things about bullying and different things about not being happy with your life, thinking that you want to be more than what you are. So it has meaning to it. It's a pretty good movie. I will say that Kevin Hart, I thought his other movies were better. Think Like a Man was better. Ride Along 1 and 2 was better. The Wedding Ringer was better. It's still a good movie, and I would still say suggest going to see it. I saw Tarzan, which is with Alexander Skarsgård. Skarsgård, Samuel L. Jackson, Margot Robbie. I thought this was a pretty good movie if you like Tarzan movies, which I do. But this wasn't your typical Tarzan in the Jungle movie. This was more of a love story. Tarzan is being tricked to going back into the jungle. He and Jane are married and living a civilized life. He gets tricked into going back to the jungle. There's this chief that wants revenge because Tarzan killed his brother, but Tarzan only killed his brother because, of course, he killed his mother, which was the gorilla, the only mother that he knew. They go back and, you know, they're trying to get Tarzan to come back, and in return, they kidnap Tarzan's wife. So, of course, the love of a good man, and he fights to get his wife back. And being Tarzan, king of the jungle, you know, there's nothing that can hold him back from getting his wife back. And it has a pretty nice love scene. You know, it's not explicit or anything, but it just shows the romance of love. It was a really good movie. I think that it was a great movie, a must-see. I saw Free State of Jones, which is with Matthew McConaughey, Kerry Russell, and the other person's name is Gugu Baffler-Roth, some very hard names in this movie, Mathsala Ali. They're almost like biblical names. They're so hard to say. But it was a pretty good movie. You know, it's about a medic in the Confederate Army. He opposes slavery, and he doesn't want to he doesn't understand what they're fighting for. You know, they're just stealing from the average person, and he just doesn't understand the fighting and the slavery. So he decides to desert. And he, in turn, goes to the swamp where the slaves are. Some are free, some are not free. But he decides that that's where he's going to desert to. He goes there, and, of course, he ends up befriending some of the slaves. And they decide to, he becomes their leader and decides to go back and take what is rightfully theirs. Almost like Robin Hood, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. He goes back, he takes what was theirs. He takes the food back. He takes the livestock back. He fights for freedom and for freedom for the slaves. He falls in love with a slave girl, and they end up having a baby. And, of course, they want to get married, but they can't. But it just shows, I liked it because it shows us African Americans fighting back for what we believe, not laying down and taking it. So I think it was a good movie. It's slow in some parts, but I think it was good. Another movie that I saw was The Purge, Election Day, with Elizabeth Mitchell, Makai Williams, and Frank Grillo. This is Election Day, The Purge. If you've seen any other movies, you know that The Purge is one day out of the year where you can kill anybody without going to jail. It's supposed to purge you from wanting to do any bad throughout the year. It was very good, actually. It was probably the best out of the ones that I've seen this summer so far. There's a senator that's running for president, and she wants to end The Purge. So, of course, there's betrayal in her staff, where the people are undermining her because they want to go ahead with the purge. So they betray her, and she ends up getting into the night where she's being hunted like the other people are in the movie. But in the end, she prevails, of course, and she gets the people that are betraying her, and she also ends up winning the election, and she also ends up doing away with the purge. So that was really great. I also saw one of the Bourne movies, you know, Jason Bourne with Matt Damon. Gosh, it was really exciting. You talk about a movie that is full with excitement, and it continues to go on like the other ones does. Julia Stiles is in this movie.
I don't want to give it away on her part, but it was a good movie. There's lots of action in it. It's true to form, true to form as the other movies have gone on, and it's only gotten better. There's some of these sequels, when you have 1, 2, 3, and 4 sequels, they don't seem to hold your attention. But this is one that holds your attention. It takes place where, you know, he wanted to get out. He learns what really happened with his father, what was really meant for him. So it takes you into the all the activity of what goes on, and it also leads you into that there's going to be another one, obviously. It was really a good movie, a must-see. So as I said, I really enjoy watching movies. The next one on my list, I think, is going to be Ghostbusters, and I think I want to tell you all about that so we can get the viewpoint on that. So it's really been a great summer. I hope that you guys are listening and this is something that you're interested in. Thank you so much for listening. Thank God for his unlimited possibilities. This has been